Centero Speaks. In this segment of Centero Speaks, Chantel Jordan, the school-based prevention coordinator for Hilliard Schools, discusses the culture of the agency and the school-based team and shares her experience with inclusion and innovation at Centero, both internally and in the service of clients.
Initially, I was attracted to Centero because of the role of prevention. That was something that was new to me. I had been doing a lot of work that can be really heavy and emotionally draining as a community-based therapist. So I was meeting with clients in the community and in their homes doing full diagnostic assessments and treatment. And so when I saw this position of prevention, I was really excited about working with students before we got to a point of just really intense mental health symptoms. So I was really excited about working with them to show them the skills to try to prevent anything from getting worse, so symptoms from worsening. And then what keeps me here is really the culture of the agency. The feelings of support are echoed from the top down, and you really feel it at every point in the agency. The work that we do is hard and it can be emotionally draining. Hearing client stories of trauma. So knowing that I'm supported at all levels is really comforting and it really allows me to do my job well. The first week that I started, Julie, our CEO, knew who I was and knew me by name. And at that point, we had two sites that are operating, but she really does that for everyone. Now that we have four sites, she makes it a point to know everyone in the organization and has continued to do that as we grow. And so that is 5.5, almost 6 years later, that's the one thing that I remember. She knew who I was and was able to say hello to me by name. And I really felt welcomed and included from the very start. I think the best part about working at Centero is the people. We have so many different people, even just on our school team. So I am a counselor by nature, and we've got some social workers on our team, and just the different disciplines and how we kind of received our education is so different, and I enjoy hearing both viewpoints. So as a counselor, all of our training has been very much focused on the individual and the symptoms, whereas social work spends a lot of time in both worlds, so not just the individual, but those macro levels and how does the environment affect your mental health. So I just love the different people that we work with, and I mentioned before just the support that there is. I love being able to collaborate with different team members, being able to collaborate even across programs. I've had the opportunity to work with a couple of outpatient supervisors as well. And it's just been a really welcoming and just fun, interactive place. Being on the school team places us in a unique situation where we're working in a host environment. And so we have to advocate for the needs of our clients while also representing Centero, while also trying to mesh with the culture of our district. And then even within that, the culture of each building can be different. So it's kind of like a balancing act. We're just trying to kind of mold all of those things together into one. So we're really like just being diplomats and kind of being a liaison between parents, clients, the school districts, and Centero. In general, I think the school team embodies the agency's values, especially the one of innovation. On the school team, we've had to get pretty creative to keep students engaged. And even looking at the pandemic, we pretty quickly had to transition all of our summer groups, which had previously been extremely hands-on and interactive in person. We then had to translate that to virtual meetings and try to make it as engaging and interactive as we can. And so there was a lot of behind-the-scenes work from our school clinicians and the rest of our team to make that happen. And I'm super and extremely grateful to them that they were able to do a lot of that work to get our summer groups going this year. We really follow the model of the agency and being able to advocate for clients, especially those in marginalized communities. So not only is Centero frequently asking for feedback from our community, but we as school-based clinicians are always checking in with our clients, checking in with our school districts, trying to promote inclusivity and ensure that all of our clients are represented, no matter what population they identify with. The work that we do is very challenging, even especially right now as we're managing stress related to the pandemic and the current social climate in regards to racial injustice and everything that's going on. So we're kind of managing the same stressors as some of our clients. And so with all of that, the Centero is a place that you will feel supported. And that's not just professionally, but personally. We really advocate for self-care and encourage it, finding ways to even incorporate that into the workday. We've developed things like support groups for staff to discuss how the pandemic has affected them. Even before that, one of our outpatient therapists was running a self-care staffing where they were teaching things like yoga and guided meditations. So it's a pretty cool place to work.
To learn more about Centero's values, culture, and available positions, visit www.centero.org/careers.